Oh, Bye. Amen. Thank you. של סין ואף שנמצא בהם גם כן מה שאין אותו דרך השם מדברה להגיד על הטובות של סין ואף שנמצא בהם גם כן מה שאין אותו אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל על זה. אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל, אינו מסתכל על זה. מכל שכן האדם שאסור לו להמות על חברו ברעב, לצרוב עוד ארכה. מה שאינו טוב עוד לחפש ומצאו חסרונות בעבודת חברו רק מחויב להפך לרבית רק על הטוב ולחפש למצוא בו זכות וטוב תמיד ועל ידי זה יהיה לו שלום ממקום שלום ממקום שלום ממקום
sponsors of tonight's event. Rivka and Yuri Boy, in honor of Rebbe, and our mitzvah Ephraim. Michelle Newman, in honor of Rebbe, and Menachem Pearl, Yilin Nishmas' mother, Esther Bashlomo. I'd also like to thank Mitagin and Yosef Ginsberg and Yeshiva HaKotel for allowing us to use their roof this evening.
It's very significant and very special for me to be here and to speak tonight. It's very special, there's no words, so I cannot describe it. I was action with the Nera, because the Nera is compared Nera is called Nera Shenish Masadon. Nera isn't the same. The Nera is called the Nishan, there are three parts. Never show up the Shana, the oil, the wick, the flame, and also everything which is material goes down, drops down. It's the only thing that goes up. And so today is also a new dimension from the Yulia Kalish, who said that a listless analysis was a whole analysis, we have to see it. But anyhow, he said that also this dimension that like we are in the darkness and narrow. Light the whole place. The same thing with the Neshama and the other person. So, it's Motzei Shabbos, and I just was thinking you came from Kibbutz Tzadikim. It reminds me that last time I was on Baal Shem Tov, on my way to Uman. And I was there on the caver, and I felt I need some chizuk, some encouragement. Person never know. You know the situation that Rabbi Yochanan was, before he was Nifter. Before he was Nifter, he said, "Stay drachim b'fana. When you die, man, he'll be ganed on the ganed on the have a whole malach built up from now." That's the pshat is kipshut. No one knows, never, if he's on the right path. There's always to be really awake and vigilant. Not like any mistake. So in this very moment, I asked the Bashan, please give me something, a sign, something. I'm going to the Heiniko. Please. So there was a sefer of Likutei Mara, was opening straight away from there. I'm not sure you have a picture of it now. And so exactly, he said, Rabbeinu Yom HaFlig spoke a lot about being by the Kedah of the Baal Shem Tov. I was speaking about that Kira Tzadikim, Tzadikim Yishas, Bechina Beres Yishrom. There's nothing more appropriate as a honor to come to Israel, where you've been in the beginning of Israel, and now you're here, and Israel, your utmost place here, can I give you a bit of a check? So I was speaking about the feeling I had being here now, and one of them is, you know what? One of them is that yesterday we were here. Remember yesterday? What do I mean? I mean that When I was a little boy, I remember I was in the car with my father. I was looking, you know, boys very excited that faster, looking at the speedometer. Wow, 100. And then I was wondering, wow, that's 150. What should be when you go on a plane? 1,000 kilometers per hour. Something very special. And I was eager, waiting, when we come this day, I will be experience that. And when it happened, you know what happened? Well, exactly. I was very disappointed. Look at them. Nothing but it's what? It's flying or what? Standing on the place. What was missing? Was missing reference points. Even when you go on a highway, you don't feel the speed that you're in the city, even if it's a higher speed. If you go through by some trees, how do you feel you're going? On the plane also, unless you go through some clouds, not that you feel something. I remember I was once in Germany and there was no speed limit. So you can, yeah, you can 250 kilometers per hour and also not come to the car, as you're standing. But the high speed, you don't feel that you're going close to the urban zone, to the city. Then they put, just to feel the speed, it's dangerous. Enter the city in this speed. So they put lines on the then white, and so the same as you feel the speed, and you slow down. Tremendous chesed did with us a pleasure. We could spend our whole life like one path without feeling anything. But he gave us Shalosh Rekol, and then Shtemes Rechidoshim, and then 52 Shabbos. All that things give you a reminder. Oh, time is running. Time is running. Wake up. And this is something very important. That's the reason I think I'm thinking today all the time of Shulah is done. Erev Shabbos is done. At the end of every period. So, filling the time. So, I said to the Rebbe, yesterday we were here. I said, last year, 2 years ago. Last year? 2 years, oh. It's even worse. Wow. Now, listen to me. Baba Sali, Allah Hashem, used to say to my mother, she told her to Arach Yamin. Ya Binti, that was in Yiddish, yes. Don't you feel the time is running quick? What does it mean, quick? When I was, no. A day is a day. It's absolute. But he knew there was such a day. We remember. 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. Huh? It's a fact, everyone says it. You're not dreaming. You don't go out from Shabbos, the next Shabbos is coming. I was a seller, you heard that it's a the goal is called. Such the white lines at the end of the highway. You have to be very careful. The person gets in the world as if he's going to live at least 10,000 years. So in fact, I'm not saying that. My brother, Rabbi Shimon, does not say so. He says even more. He says a person lives as if he will live forever. So, we're not talking about that. We have to keep in mind how to erase this mistake. So it was also Shabbos Bar Mitzvah. It wasn't for the Bar Mitzvah himself and the whole family. That reminded me that once I was sitting, I don't remember if it was the Shvi'i Pesach, it was the end of one of the regalim, was sitting next to me, a Mikrash Kohen, Reb Chaim Cohen, and he asked me a question. I said, how come? It's well known that in the Bar Mitzvah, one the most significant thing that happened is in the Bar Mitzvah, he has a new partner, the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara is already there from the birth, La Petach, Atatrovitz, the beginning is there. And now, the Yitzhara joins him. So he asked me, but you want to tell me all this Tzon Kodesh, this Halach, so that they have only Yitzhara? You can say so. They down, they pray, they make mitzvahs, tehillim, and everything. At this moment, I think it's one, sometimes you receive something in a shaman, you think it's true.
Yeah.
And it's for the explanation of that is very big influence and a big lesson. So it's composed in two parts. The first part is what the Chavos Sabor says, that yes, you know what's with your speedometer, barometer, there is all kind of things to measure. Yes, his thermometer, yes, his own. The way he does it is, that's his meaning, to give a few definition, and a person tries to recognize him at one level, first level, second level, third level. That's the Chavos's way. And Shah, I think, Yehud HaMais, I think, he brings something like 10 miles. And what before the lowest minor, big surprise, describes very big time. So what's wrong? So Tom will come to Beit Mishamana, they will turn away. So he will come. I'm Rosh Hashiach, I'll shout at everyone. One of them. What's wrong with him? Yeah, there was a Rosh Hashiva, there was a Rosh Mamshallah, there was a Rosh Hariva, so what? What's wrong with him? See, all he did, Chaz V'Shem HaShem, it's very extreme, but okay? All he did, he was L'Shem, Mono L'Shem Kol. Not only did he do really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be even Chaz V'Shem claiming, because he used the Torah and Mitzvahs as a tool for his own needs. So even the step of speaking, it's more than enough to understand that the Ritzel, when he doesn't succeed to hold back someone, make a mitzvah, feel a learning, okay, a person overcomes him, and he did it, then he's stealing him all the real value of the mitzvah by many motives that he had, negias or covered or whatever. So you can't believe what the tzar would be when a person sees that how everything he tried to accumulate in Torah and mitzvahs would be very, very shvach. So imagine a person has worked in a factory 300 hours a month and he goes to tzar, then he's paid only for 20-30 hours. Not that this month, right? Next month will be better, but when the business was it's over, the game is over, everything is finished. Tremendous tsar. So, if already we do something, try to make L'Shem Yichud Kudshah Yichud. Don't let any other thought, any other motive to spoil, to empty the value of this mitzvah. It's not a question of value, it's a question of Nachas Rota HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She wants us to serve Him, not our own needs and our own motives. That's the first part. Second part is, it's time everyone has heard the Bechina of Katnus and Gadlus. Not really about the Kabbalah side of it. Pshat. What's a cotton? A baby. Taylor. When he's born, he doesn't know anyone.
אין עוד בלבטוי. There's an end of that. Some people continue their whole life like that, but there's another point. There may be, not slowly, there's a mother in the street, yeah, his mother is here. Depends on his mother. And slowly, he's pursuing the someone going around, and that's that. Slowly, you get to recognize the brothers and everyone, make it short until he gets to God's vision, which is Bar Mitzvah. God's vision is 20, we're not talking about that, but what's the definition of God's vision Bar Mitzvah? When Chazal says, states that this is the point when a person understand and conceive really that he and his mother and his father and the brothers and everyone depends on Misha, only then is the real conception of Kadosh Baruch. So if we combine the two things that we said, of course Ritbo does a lot of things, other means is educating to do that, but it doesn't have the real value because it doesn't have the means Nishana, because no, it is the real conception of Kadosh Baruch. It's not the value. That's you are gone not read bullets. So there it's in our eyes. They are just like you're doing that for Bisli, for Bamba, for anything, whatever. Only in Bar Mitzvah is doing things. The Shem Yichud Kuchah B'luchush Chintay. Then comes the Yitzhar to read more. And it helps me the Yitzhar to. I was sitting some months ago, a year ago, maybe more, in the very big time, Shmuel Pinchas, next to me, and he asked me the question that many people ask me. What was so special about Baba Sali? Baba Sali was recognized worldwide. I thought, you know, there is no committee that decides this Rebbe will be on this level, so on the chakra. It's something, Mama, we built a thing in the earth, I come to Shpoh, and puts everyone in the right place. Mamash kids and mas a lot of wrestling with a lot of mistake because Rav Nachman speaks a lot of some shall shake him and they think they're in charge to decide who's the one or not. Forget about it. Only a person who has to decide and to choose a rabbi or something, maybe it's to be careful, don't but beside that, Chaz v'chal, you want to say, suspect anyone of not being the real one. That's not your business. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. I promise from the question in the world, there's no tzaddik that stay in the status of tzaddik if he hasn't been the real one. He doesn't care to put it off the map. So not only the tzaddik, where exactly? Who decided Shabu should be here and the Shachriyah that is here? So one tremors from the Kadmonim, no one knows about it. Because it takes into question only the wisdom, the Kedusha, the Dwan, everything. So anyhow, the question was, what the special thing that Baba Sali can understand? Just want to tell you that I have no words to say why. Just to look at Baba Sali, it was exactly Mamash, the enemy of Zerashcha. To the last time in my life, they could see this dimension between the enemy of Zerashcha. Even leadership people would come just to come and look at him. Yeah. You can, you know, like your phone is charging, but something. Finished after Baba Sali, I was interested. So, we had the tremendous zechut of Baba Sali was over by us for three times, meaning a few months, and sometimes we spiraled the endless, one of the utmost benefit that has against the God. Any time I think about it, I feel it's so cold, so small, that helps, beside everything we saw. So I'm going to tell you something that I think. Baba Sali everything he did was 100% Lashem Shamayim. 100. Mamash, I think 10 years ago I saw a picture of Avasari looking, the pig was looking at us. That okay. I understood that. That revealed me that all the picture is not with us. He's never looking at us. He was completely connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm ashamed because Babis never speaks to people like that. Never, ever. You can say a lot, but I'm taking your precious time. That's Torah's so nice thing to say. So I will not make it longer, but it's more than enough that things are worth to think about, try to keep safe. The few mitzvahs that we have should be as much as we can. The Shem Shemayim. You cannot have no idea what's the difference between Lishma and Lishma. And besides Lishma, even the people know about what you do, yeah, you're losing a lot. And this last thing I was leaving that. Not this year, but the year before. And a new perspective on Rav Shem Bar Yochai. In terms of what's said in the Hidra. Hidra is only, Babi Rabbi Shimon is the only one that had the privilege to go up before his Niftar to choose his place. I don't know. You ask him when, where, did you take us, whatever, all that. But he was, he chose his place. He went to the place, where were you? Which is my place.
Where?
Next to? Achiyash lady. And all my eye was thinking, why did he see? What was special by Achiyash lady? What was so special? He couldn't just like next to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham, maybe Erdogan, Arishan, you know. What was the point? And just not this year, but that's like, oh, you know? I think that's the point. What do we know about Rashi? Only the Gemara says that Kol Ador Ayil Fanav Yehenu and Yeren Kehiz Dasa. That was so brilliant that the whole Gemara like just grass on the field in front of them. About your Ravam, we know what he did, Shemach. But if we don't know anything, that was his mind. We don't know anything. It was all this time. Burn, rings from the chuppah. Oh, I could have been there. But the hero from Asipur, Dalinzi, and the chuppah was in cover. He was more covered, more nista. I heard last year that Rav Shach, Zechat Zatik Livrocha, was at the end of this day, he was crying. But I bring him, he said, what will I bring with me? He said, Rav Shach, hey, the Torah, with his father of Yisrael, everyone knows about it. You know, you compare that, everything a person knows, like Christian and Kedit. How do you say that? Can't jump the car. So we have to try to accumulate some actions that no one knows about. And the last time we spoke about that, one of the Karnia told me that when Atanto San said, even if he did something, and someone backs and looked at you, so you lost. Once a rabbi used to go in a cabin in the forest, for his body to few days, and once he felt that the Chassidim would come and look by the window of the door of the hall, see what he's doing. So he, all the time he was trying to make better, trying to improve, and then learning from all came out. And then he heard, even from the roof, he heard him felt someone was there. Wow. And they want to know, wow. And then all of a sudden, he was just a cat. 3 days he was serving your God. So, Mamash, there is a lot of edges to distract a person, but we have to work very hard and try to return everything to Hashem, Lechu, Kuchaber, Hashem Zakim.
Probably have more Talmidim in the whole world than the religion right now. Shalom, shalom. To be together, the Yosef and the Shalom, the special Swiss, Gadi, Navi, all of us together. First, I think we could all, think for a moment that the time is going to come soon when this place on earth is going to be so noisy. There was once upon a time, there was a simple space of Shaiva. There wasn't a Jew who slept or closed his eyes. There wasn't a home that wasn't shining with the light of the base of Shaiva. Over Chal's eyes, we don't want the Chalila, Chalila to upset anybody. There's somebody who's not well, there's somebody who should be disturbed by the sounds. Should be mindful. And we should only be a toilet for other Jews and for ourselves. The truth is that the music would soothe a person, put a person, make a person feel better and be in a better frame of mind. We should only hear good things.
Amen.
It's very embarrassing for me to speak in front of Rebbe. I mean that. It's an aim that I have. And Bechlal, it's hard for me to hear my voice again. I keep on hearing that voice. It's making me a little crazy. Some of the Chevy here, Chevy that we were together, we're coming from, not where we're coming from, but we were this past week by Kivya Sadiqa. Some of the Chevy that are visiting here, now I want to thank the people here in Yeshiva HaKotel, Chavey, and this Yosef Ginsberg in particular, that helped to make the arrangements and the Rav, Chevy, Yosef Mordechai, and everybody else that was working hard, we should be able to be here in Mount Ish. Mul Kodesh HaKadosh. Mul Kodesh HaKadosh. And I was thinking about this chus that we have, and I found that Moshe is here. I'm going to remind you of a funny thing that happened years ago. We had a lot of good times together. I'll remind Moshe about it, of something that happened. They called some of the Chevra this a while back. There was a Rebbe in the yeshiva that I taught. He's still a Rebbe there for many, many years. He's a person that has unbelievable ahavas Yisrael and tremendous chusim. He's also very, very funny, but in a way that he doesn't intend to be funny. He's funny. Everything he says just comes out fine. And wherever he goes, people are happy. It makes people happy. And Moshe was kind enough to arrange that the two of us, myself and my friend, this Rebbe, that we should be able to go to the Stalner Rebbe, actually. And I remember it was a Wednesday night when we were in the room waiting. I already had gone into the Rebbe to speak to him, to get a bracha. And you know, that was very, very serious and intense person. Always with a beautiful hadras upon him, but very serious. And I was outside with Moshe and a bunch of the chassidim, and this individual, I want to say his name, but this friend of mine, so Rebbe of Moshe's, was in by the Stalin Rebbe. He hit the Rebbe, lift. The Stalin Rebbe's lift. And all the chassidim were like wondering what's going on. What's this guy doing? And And then he left again. He was quiet and left again. The kids, so when this person came out, everybody attacked him to ask what happened in there? What was going on? What did he say? He says, I didn't say anything special. Well, what? Why did the Rebbe left? He said, I can tell you what our conversation was. The Rebbe asked, why are you here? Why did you come? So he says, because Weinberger brought me here. But why did Rabbi Weinberger bring you here? He says, we went for 3-4 days to cemeteries. That's all we're doing. We went to cemeteries, all different cemeteries. So why are you coming here now? Why do you want to come here? What are you coming here to me for? What do you want to talk about? So he said that the whole week I was by dead tzaddikim, and I want to be by living tzaddikim. Like to see a living tzaddik. Every tzaddik I saw was dead this whole week. Every tzaddik was dead. And I like to see a living tzaddik. That's all. So that was the first time they ever left. And what was the second time they ever left? So then the Rebbe was laughing. And the Rebbe said, so what can I give you a bracha? I said, tell you the truth, Rebbe. I'm not grubby yid. He's a large person. He said, and Weinberger took me to all these cemeteries. I'm sure that I was stepping on big tzaddikim the whole time. I can't fit between, all of the brothers. It's very hard. They make them so close. So I'm asking the Rebbe to ask Hashem to forgive me for if I step on tzaddikim. So that was the second time that they were there. So I don't know why I remember this all of a sudden. I know why I remembered it. I remembered because we were lucky to spend an entire week with the Chosen of the Rebbe of mine, and I've told you about it, the Ramah, the Maharal, and other tzaddikim that we were lucky to be. You walked in the cemetery in Varsha, there are 250,000 kvaris, and every name that you appear to see, it's Amshav, Dorkin, Pizasna's son is buried there. The ones that we could see, the Yodin, the Ein Yodin. So we came now to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, because we want to be with living tzaddikim today. It was zeichet to be such a schus for us to be together, the Rebbe. And for me, it's a schus, and all of us who are here, to be with all of you together. I was just talking 2 hours ago, Rosh Hashanah, so I was talking to the Chevra, about how everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu was in this kashi to make a menorah with the Kamara Shehra Hashem. Moshe had a hard time with the menorah. So, what was the hard time that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the menorah? So I was talking about how the menorah is a complicated and beautiful kli. And it has 49 halakim between the Gevi'im, Kaftarim, the Prophet, the 49 pieces. And Reb Nosson in Rosh Chodesh, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh talks about this. That the Shvatim, there are 49 Oseis, the names of the Shvatim are 49 Oseis. And Moshe Rabbeinu was worried, how is it going to be that they'll somehow to make these Jews into Mishachas? How to bring us all together? And I said at Shalashudas is that we see that Hashem's Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu to throw the gold into the fire. And that somehow the menorah was made. And that all the pieces came together in our generation. We're the survivors of that fire. And we're still struggling to be a Miksha Achas. So, when we have opportunities like this, they even come together from all different backgrounds. Each one of you is a different world, a different life. But what you share in common is not the fire, Chalila, of what we just spent thinking about and seeing. The furnaces, the ovens, of Maidanik and of Auschwitz are broken out. But the fire of Bikush, of seeking what Rebbe was talking about, the life of the Shemi, a life of Lashem. So I want to share with you one thing, and it's very, very late, and some people are, people to be upset. In this parasha, it was the parasha of Pesach Shein. And there were Jews who tried to do the right thing, and they came and they said, "The Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu Tmeim Nefesh Ad." We're Tmeim Nefesh Ad. And Lama Nigara, the Bilti Hakriv, the Bilti Hakriv is Karban Hashem, the Me'ad of the Seven Yisrael. And one of the Chever, Yemi was talking before Mincha. And all the Sfarim talk about this. What's the question? Lama Nigara. The person is an honest and he can't put on film, so it's Lama Nigara. He could put on film. Couldn't. He's an honest. So it's not. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You want it doesn't work out. It's the whole question of all the tzaddikim, all this from talk about this lama nigar. Why should we be less? Why shouldn't we be able to we want? And we know that they were able to draw it down in the parash. By Benos Lovka, already there was a parash that was Ksuba B'Shamayim. There was a parash that had the schuz, the Magadol and schuz, and they were able to bring down the parash. But here we see that here in the parasha of Pesach Shein, it looks like it was something that they brought something mamish that wasn't. They brought out something that wasn't. So we were zeicher to being here. We couldn't get into the Beis Medrash. It's locked now. We were zeicher to be by the Chiddush Arim, Susa Yonah, and by the Tzfas Emes, Susa Yonah. So those tzaddikim, the grandfather and the grandson, have a mahalach and they need a place of shame. Look in the Sfas Emes, the Kisei say, Tafresh Lamadani. Look at Narako, the Sfas Emes talks about it. But the main place to look at is Kisei say, Tafresh Lamadani. And the Sfas Emes there talks about the Naira Humarasa. Parasha, it's a hard parasha, it's an upsetting parasha about a woman who was a murasa, who was violated lately, who was violated. And of course, it's a terrible, terrible affair on the part of the person who did that. But the Torah says that she also is held responsible. Al dvara shalai tzak. Al dvara shalai tzak means she didn't scream. She didn't cry out, but she didn't scream. It means that on some level, in some way, there was some complicity, there was some involvement. Because if a person chalila is drowning, if somebody is drowning, even if you don't see anybody there that's listening, you scream. You scream. So the Torah, Fasemis brings to the Torah says, Al Dvara Shaloit Tzaka, the reason that there's culpability, that there's guilt, is because if it would really have hurt her, and if she was really broken by this defilement that was taking place, the Kalapachas, she should cry out, she should scream. The Beis Yisrael, Susi, who used to say a story from one of the Talmidim of the Chayzer. Shlomo Leib Lenshin, Susi, Elayim. So Shlomo Leib was a shtick fire, mamish, fire. And he was once in the Beis HaMedrash, and it was Sukkos. He was in the Beis HaMedrash. And all of a sudden he cried out, he screamed out, and he said, "The Emes is that the whole world is not worth a kratz. Kilo anocha achas. The whole world is not worth this whole world if you take so seriously." I was speeding down the aisle like Rabbi said. The whole world, he says, "Afilo anocha achas. Afilo a kratz, same kratz. Not worth a kratz. This whole world that is taken so seriously." Nobody was taken aback by that. And a few minutes later, they went into the sukkah. The Oilem went into the sukkah, and there was a very, very big crowd. And somebody by accident stepped very strongly on the Rebbe's foot, and he gave a big cries.
He screamed out.
He stepped on his foot, and the Rebbe screamed out. So there was a mechutzah, yeah. It's a good thing that we had mechutzah, because then we have interesting. Yeah. That doesn't mean anybody should volunteer for the job, but it's a good thing to have a mechutzah. So there was a mechutzah there, who said, the Rebbe just said 20 minutes ago that the whole world is not worth a kracht. And just because somebody stepped on the Rebbe's foot, a whole kracht. It's a half mechutzah. So Shlomo Leib was quiet, and he said, when something hurts, you cry out. It's not an inyan of seichel. It's not something which is seichel. It means if something hurts you, you can't help yourself. It's true that the world isn't worth a crash, but when you're in pain, you're a human being. Even a Malach Hashem like that tzaddik, when something hurts, you can't help but cry out. So the Sfasemis is saying, is that we learn from the Naira Morosa, from that girl who was taken advantage of. Dvar Shaloitza. Al Dvar Shaloitza. You know, it's true there were times that there were people in the world that couldn't help the Jews. They couldn't. And there were Jews in America during the Holocaust that for different reasons they couldn't help. There are times that a person isn't honest, and there are times that you can't do something. But if it hurts you, it's a question about people at the Al-Dvar Shaloit Sa'aka. During the Muhammad and different times, we see a person, God forbid, who's hurting. And we don't feel that pain, Advash like Sa'aka. So the Sasanis explains that in the context of the Naira Morosa. So you can understand the parasha of Pesach Shema. This is very much about our time that we're living in now. And so many of ourselves, our chevra, the people that together, myself, all of you that were trying so hard to be good. I was talking a lot about this over Shabbos and the whole trip. I was talking before by Shalosh Shuvos about the clouds that cover our lives and make it so hard for us. And the Vayachna, Vayisu, 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 the Vayachna. At the moment we try to bring the Shechina into our lives, and the chiddush of what took place with those Jews is that they came and they said, "Anachnu tmeir l'nefesh adam." You know, I've said this very often, that my greatest heroes are the people who come. Especially, I talk a lot to the Bachram and the different chevra from all over. And Rebbe knows this much more than me, that there are Jews who will come and say, "Rebbe, ani tamei l'nefesh adam. I'm tamei from the iPhone, I'm tamei from things that my eyes, lo aleinu, have seen. I don't know how to stop. I don't know. I feel like I'm an onus. I don't feel that I have the strength to change. Anachnu tamei l'nefesh adam. Our time that we're living in now is such an oinus. There's such a terrible feeling of weakness. There's so many people that I talk to, they just have given up. Then you have those heroes. You have those heroes who, instead of hiding, instead of living a dishonest life, instead of lying to themselves, to their wives, there are Jews who come and say, "Anachnu tmeim l'nefesh." And they cry and they say, "Rabbi, maybe you could help me because I've tried so many times to stop. And I've gone to this therapist, I went to this tzaddik, and I went on trying. But Loman he go. The Vilti Hakud as Korban Hashem, but my other is certainly Yisrael. But does that mean that I can't come close to Hashem as Rav? Does that mean that I can't daven? Does that mean that I shouldn't learn for the other Jews? They think that everybody else is okay. Loman he go, the Vilti Hakud as Korban Hashem, but my other is certainly Yisrael. So when a person cries out, those of you who are basic in tefillah, la'umka deliba, those of you especially who are basic in ispaydidus, those of you who are Jews who know how to go away from the world, away from that highway, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to just to cry to Hashem. So, Hashem, you put us in such a dar, in such a massive of shiftness. I don't know how to get out of this, but I want you to know I'm crying about it. I want you to know that it hurts me. I'm not like the Na'ara Hamurasa, Alvara Shaloitza Akko. I'm so ache. I'm making a mecha. You know, those of you who learn Bava Basra, you know, you just leave it and you don't say anything if someone comes and lives in your place. You have to make a macha, no? You have to make a macha. See, everybody that's here right now tonight, there are other places you could be and other things you could be doing with your lives. You're all here, you're making a macha, you're saying, Rabbi Shalom, I'm screaming to you. I don't know how to become better. Sometimes we get together and we have, and we're going to be able to see him, sadly, we'll be able to be with Chaveyim, and we'll sing a few Nagunim, and he'll give me a charge, you know, so then this week I'll be good, because I'm going to be all charged up. Right? I'll be all charged up. No, I heard, I've been left in this week, I heard in the country, in the bungalow, we were in a place where Jews go to on the way to Mount, it's called. And there was a, this happened in the place that I was in. There was the people were talking about how somebody's bubi, somebody's babi, somebody's grandmother passed away that week. So there was a little kid that was sitting there and said, why don't you just plug her in? Why don't you just like charge her up? So here's my up. And she meant, you know, she's a little girl. She just said, something, why don't you just charge her? Huh? Everywhere you go, there are charges. So she had an exam. So we like to, we want to get charged, right? We want to get a charge, we want to get a boost. Every single one of them, in different ways. This scream, this crying, this yell. Might not be loud. Might not be loud, or not when, of course, speaks about screaming without making a sound. And you're in a room that's crowded, you can still do this, but you can still yell at the top of your lungs and only the very early years. And that girl could have done that too. That's called screaming. So these Jews who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, Rabbi, anachnu tmeim l'nefesh od. Loman yigar. That's our generation. That's our chevra. Not to say that God should be everybody's basic and weird things, but to one degree or another. But we don't want to be that. We're trying to change. Why did the chevra come on the trip? And of course, not everybody would like to come, not everybody can. But like we were talking about before, we took tremendous mysterious nefesh on and inside the mamanis and then how the wives of Mysa Nefesh, not only to allow the husbands to go, but how they encourage the husbands to go, for the Kirvei Tzaddikim to go to Eretz. So they're very busy at home, it's very, very hard. And some of the husbands actually help once in a while. And it's very, very hard for them, it's a big mysterious nefesh. And the wives sent us the screen, but the Kirvei Tzaddikim, to go to Yerushalayim, and Hashem tomorrow we're going to be very bishim. Rabbi Shimon, with Sina Kaddish, with Ariya Kaddish in the Rosh, with the Rosh Yosef in the Ramah, and in Tveri Yom HaShem. the Rambam Kodesh Shlach Kodesh Shlach. The screen. Listen to a few words in the Tefresh line. So Parshas Maaseh. Just listen carefully, take a minute. We're opposite the Havais. I'm not used to this, even though I spent part of my life in Yerushalayim. I lived here when I was younger, and I've had the schus to come here many times over the years. But the place that we're in, Kihine Tzorach Kol Ish Leishtoikik B'chol Levavoi Al Eretz Yisrael L'Kedushas. And it's our kol ish, every single person must be mishtoikek, filled with a great longing. B'chol levavo, his entire heart, alei tisrael l'kedushas. K'mashe kol suk sha'al u'shleim Yerushalayim. And Yirmiyah says, Tziyayin d'ayresh ein lo. D'ayresh ein lo, so chazal say, mechlal what, d'bay d'rish? Mechlal d'bay d'rish, it says that the Baruch Shalom says to the Navi, Tziyayin d'ayresh ein lo. Nobody is crying about Yerushalayim. Nobody is seeking. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim. Ve'inyin ha'tshuke hi ma'elos ba'atzma lagul ha'asid. And the tshuke itself, the crying itself, the calling out itself, has a tremendous koyach. The first line it says, alagul ha'asid, to make it closer and happen. Shukeni says, "Bizman hazeh, Asher b'avnei sein haram kol eretz hakadosh yitachas yad hayishmeilu." Kol Shukeni now, thanks for Shlomo. Asher b'avnei sein haram kol eretz hakadosh was tachas yad hayishmeilu was under the control of the Yishmael. V'yivlo'u azarim v'yoshua, and it was possessed and taken over by strangers, by our enemies. Was staring at the Harabites, even though officially some piece of paper might say that it's ours, officially it's ours, but it's not. Vinigbo goyim menachlesach, timu is heichel kanchach, so must Yerushalayim li'i. We're sitting mamish a few feet away from that, the biggest bizoy. The biggest design in the world. Shetzarch lekroya levav ish litzoyk al zel hakadosh baruch hu la'ira rachmim al haaretz al kibbutz golius l'saycha b'simcha b'meir. Each one of us has to scream and to cry. Just because it's nice that we have this fantastic building, this beautiful building, and we're able to look at the Harabais, and it's beautiful, it's very, very nice, and you can walk for 2 minutes and you're at the Kaisel. And we take these trips back and forth. Where's the tzaka? Where's the scream? Mishil Shem talks about how each and every one of us, every single Jew, no matter what his madrig is, should feel this pain and should be crying and screaming. Minasaris Valazesh or Chukas Aris Kshetia Be'emes Mi'ayma Kalev Be'emes Be'nafshai. When a person is be'emes, when a person is be'emes, in the depths of his heart, is saddened. Al kvayd eretz hakadosh, the covet of eretz Yisrael, the covet hashchin. And it was a ma'ir l'mayir l'harachim and v'harotzen al agulu b'mheir, k'ma shakosu, shalu shalom Yerushalayim. And ayidei kach, yishlo yu ohevayich, b'mheir yameir. And he says, v'chein matzinu k'dayim l'zeh, b'inim pesach sheini. First Shlomo has this third Pesach Sheini, and he says, we see this by Pesach Sheini. The Maimah HaNoshim HaTmeim Shoyis HaChukosim G'dor L'mor L'asas HaPesach, that they had this tremendous chukka, that despite the fact of a Tomei, please Rabbi, find an Eitzif for somehow to overcome this, and to somehow get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we ourselves don't know how to get out of this matzah, but we know that we still want to be Jews, we know that we want to be close to Hashem's Baruch. We know that our tumma hurts us. It hurts us. Umekirus levavam tzavchu, and they scream from the depths of their heart. Lo menigor v'lahakiv korban Hashem. And through that he says, Nat Lam Hashem Devar Shom Lis Noslahem Mitzvah Pesach Shem Kayidei Shukosam on the final of Nehashem, because of that great shukka that they had, that tremendous longing they had, because they wouldn't surrender to the tomb. Rabbi Yisrael, we can't surrender to the tomb. We have to keep on fighting. We have to keep on screaming. We have to raise children who are on fire and scream and yell and don't give in to it and don't give up, no matter how many times a person fails not to give up. That's the avoid of our generation. And Himshichu Halachas Chadoshes, and they were able to bring down Halachas Chadoshes, new Halachas from Shammai, that weren't in Shammai, whatever that means. In the same way it happened with those Jews, in Tigbah Shuka Velev Ish Mivnei Yisrael El Ha'aretz Ubinyin Beis Hamikdash, that if it would hurt us and we would cry out about the Matzav of Eretz Yisrael and Binyin Beis Hamikdash in Geula, Halechish Moher Yeret Elohim Ki Haloi Hu Bonui Va'oimed Hu Lomal, the Beis Hamikdash is Bonui Va'oimed. The Rapshut says Chus Yonah said the Pshat. Is the Bona Beis Hamikdash Meher B'Yameinu means for the days of our lives, generations and generations of Moisra and Nefesh of Jews who died on Kiddush Hashem, of Tzaddikim and Taharim, and Tzadkonius and Taharim, have been begging, have been crying, have been davening, and have been doing mitzvahs, have been learning. And the Rav Shishis says that's what it means, Yibona B'Meher B'Yameinu, that the Beis Hamikdash is built for the days of our lives. And it's bonui va'oimid hu lamal. It's already built lamal. Like Rashi brings in Shulchan that's come down. It's built already. It's bonui lamal. Rashi tzorach levakish alav lahiridai. We have to beg Hashem. We have to cry out. We have to scream, and we have to say to Hashem, loman nigar l'shichnoi sidrishu. And if we beg and we cry out for the shechina, then we will be able to come to that place. We'll be able to live a life of l'shem yichud kudshu b'ruchu shchinte be'em. And the same way that it is as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, what the Tiferes Shlomo is talking about, Eretz Yisrael, is the same way when it comes to each and every one of us b'frat. When it comes to Hashros Hashchin in our lives, when it comes to V'osti l'miktav sheshchanti b'sarichom, each and every one of us, L'shichnoi sidrish uvos Hashem. L'shichnoi sidrish uvos Hashem. That Hashem should give us the strength to hold on a little bit longer, and not to chalila be like the girl who didn't cry, to be like the girl who didn't scream. Never ever to accept the matzav of God forbid of anachnu t'meim l'nefesh adam. To be honest about it, to seek help, to daven. Mikveh, his boilers, tikkun chatzos, tikkun klali, avoid this pnim, nigla, nista, mitzvahs and masim tovim, to get together kinnusim of kedusha, to help Jews who need help. I was really going to end our trip. I remember the story that I once told I was going to end the trip with this in Meiron in Tveri, but I have a cheshik to tell to you now. And with this, I'll be finished. And again, I apologize, Mamish. I'm so sorry for keeping you up. Like, I'm really so embarrassed that Rebbe's sitting here for a long time. And the time, please, I apologize. For the rest of the Chevy, stay up late most of Shabbos anyway. It's a big deal. And I don't want to keep. This goes back to Sivan, who's Pasha Shlach. Our Pasha, that was Shlach. By the English calendar, I think it was 1890-something. I don't know. Late 1896, 1897. It was Shabbos Shevar Brochus of the Kedusha Tzinyas, who's the Yelani. You know who the Kedusha Tzinyas was? It's the Baba Virebi, who's the Yelani. Reb Shlomo's father was the Kedusha Tzinyas. He was killed on Kiddush Hashem. So it was Lucius Sien, the Baba Rebbe's Shabbos, it was his Shabbos Shabbos. Lucius Sien was married to Shabbos Shabbos. told over what happened there. He was a child at the time who survived the war, and he was saying stories about what he remembered from those days. And he was zeichet to be, his name is Shmuel Shlomo Brief. And he was zeichet to be by Shabbos Shemar Brachas about Lushasim. All the people, the Shidduch was a son of Shidduch, you know, the Lushasim, his name was from the Divrei Chaim. And the Shidduch was with the Holy Rasvater, Susi, I don't know these names, ring the bell, I hope so. It was big chasm, big Shemar Brachas. So Shabbos Shemar Brachas, they were there, at that Shabbos Shemar Brachas, he said that it said in all the papers over there were more than 10,000 people by Shabbos Shemar Brachas. And the biggest tzaddikim of Europe were there, all came for the chasm. And he said that it was Matzah Shabbos Shemar Brachas, thousands of people, and there were tables that were made. It was warm weather. It was nice, and they made many, many, many tables outside. There was no disimagination for this. They made many, many, many tables outside, and the long tables, one after the other, lines and lines as far as the eye could see. And there was a dais. All the tzaddikim, we're not going to go through the names right now. All the tzaddikim were there at this chasm. And what happened is, so Matzah Shabbos, they were finishing. They wanted to finish Shemar Brachas. It was already very, very late. And people started to line up, because the way it worked is that they had this head table. And there were many tzaddikim across the whole table. And there was a line by all those tables, right? You can picture it. So each row lined up on both sides. They lined up to go to their tzaddik, who was at the end of their row. Just as like Chris Yamsen. So that was your tzaddik. That was Vasher. Nobody tried to cut into another line or anything like that. He said that everybody was lined up, and people are pushing and crying and to get to that side. They never had such a thing. All this tzaddikim. And what he remembered, this Shlomo Brief, what he remembered is that there was the tzaddik, the son-in-law of the Divrei Chaim, the Rebbe of Mordechai of Hartenstein, this was the Mark of the parents there. There's a Gaon HaGaon and Tzadik is Adon. And the Oilam was like each of these Tzadikim, was a big tumult, a big commotion. Everybody coming with quickly writing kvittles. And everybody's coming and pushing the whole thing. And all of a sudden, he says to the Gabi, it's enough. And there are people that are crying, Rabbi, Rabbi, it's good. Enough. And all of a sudden, you know, he wore a coat over his backership. He opens up his coat over the backership. And he unbuttons his backership. And under that he wore something else like a vest. And he rips open, he tore it and unbuttoned, he ripped open the vest. And people didn't know what's going on over here. And then he grabbed his shirt. He moved his tiles cut in order, and he grabbed his shirt, and he said that Baruch Adam Hans Taipa ripped open his shirt, and he bared his chest. And people turned away. And Baruch Adam screamed to the top of his lungs, Rabbi Shalom, who can write in my heart, said Rabbi. Rabbi Shalom, look into my heart. I can't hear the tzaddik anymore. I can't. Cook it around in my heart, so I can't. And this Abshalom said there was a pile on the table of kitlach in front of him like a mouth. And he was sobbing like a baby, and he put his head down, and he put his hands on the kitlach, and he says, I can't. Here's your tzaddik. Sefer, what should I tell you? You don't need me to tell you this. Each one knows his own Indian. Each one knows his own Messiahness. We're coming from that fire of Poland. We say by Tisha B'Av Mincha, Al Kain Siyan B'Mar Tivke, Yishalayim Titen Koyla, Yishalayim Titen Koyla, Libi Libi Al Chalaleim. Doesn't only mean, it means Jews who were killed, but it doesn't only mean, you know how many Chalolim there are? You know how many Chalolim there are? You know how many times this happens to me every week now, that there's a person who was davening, who was learning, and then Ve'inen. He's gone. What happened to him? Where is he? What happened? The text or this or that? Did you hear from him? Anybody know where is he? It's not good, Rebbe. It's not good. Libi, Libi, Achalalai. What happens when you take a Hasidic Shabbat? He was raised with Dusha B'Tahar. Then after the first time somebody showed him on the back of the bus, Lolein, something on the phone. He's not jaded like the rest of us with all the things that we grew up with. He was pure. And when someone shows him something, Libi, Libi, Achalalai. Was surrounded by corpses. Lebedeke Mason. Libi, Libi, Achalalai. You can see the look in a person's eyes when they've lost that hope. They just have settled or they've accepted. May I al chalalai. But the brach of course ends. Ki'ata Hashem ve'etzi tzad. The original was such a fire. There was such a fire in the place we're coming from, and there's such a fire that's burning and destroying so many Jews. That fire. But look at everybody who's here right now. Tired. Hard-working people. Trying to daven and learn, trying to learn the daf yomi, trying to daven a little bit, trying to be better every day. Jews who still feel a fire burning inside of Lomani God. Survives on the year across from the Har Bayis. Facing the Kodesh Kodesh, and we're asking, Ka'at Hashem be'eshi tzata. We don't know why you lit these fires. We don't know why. These fires, or you allowed these fires to be lit. We don't know why. You allowed these fires, not there or not in our hearts, these dangerous fires. We don't know why you allowed these fires. But eventually you promised that be'eshi atta also live nice. That with fire you're going to build everything back. Hashem is going to be for us a fiery wall that's going to surround each and every one of us, our children, our grandchildren, ourselves, our wives, each and every Jew. And the Shekhinah will come back to where she belongs. And Yishmael will not be anymore here. The Shekhinah will come back to where she belongs. Baruch atah Hashem, Menachem Sinai, Boyne Yishalayim, Yishbezer, see it.
Is it only Thank you. I'm Yisrael, 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 I'm Yisrael,